Love. Hey, falling asleep on me. Yeah. You do know we have beds for that, right? Sleepy little pup. Well, I am sorry to wake you up, but, I need to, get going. Well, it, you don't, keep track of the moon positions by any chance. Ambrose has one of those, apps on his phone that does it. Yeah, so, well, you can probably guess where I'm going with this by the fact that I asked about. No, I'll be fine, I'll be fine. I'm not. Not a young pup anymore. When someone first gets turned, you know, the first months, even years, can be hard to control. But I've been doing this decades now. You don't have to worry about me going on some sort of rampage or anything like that. I just, well, sometimes I take the opportunity to, you know, run around, do a little hunting, only because it kind of helps the wolf to keep it, well, to do things that indulge it, you know, and just, also, I just, I mean, Rose doesn't really care what I do to his house. I mean, he doesn't let me transform just anywhere. Not that he doesn't allow it, I just mean, you know, he's quite fond of his antiques and all, so if I were to start gnawing on some of them, I think I'd be in trouble. But, you know, my room over there is, yeah, free for me to do whatever I want in. But, I'm not so sure that you'd be as keen to allow any of your furniture to be scratched up and risk anything breaking. So, as much as it's been nice to come over to your place, so I just figured, you know, it's probably best if I go for a little walk. What? I mean, I could stay, but why would you want that? Well, no, I mean, I'm aware of our I'm aware that in a relationship people like to sleep over. That's not why. I mean, you want me to what? Stay here and transform? Right. That's pretty easy for you to say when you've never seen me in my wolf form before. Well, I... You... I don't want to scare you, and I don't want you to suddenly... You know, of all the two monsters that you picked to start fooling around with, you picked the two that are sort of the most human-looking. At least when I'm like this. I'm not quite sure how much you're going to want to be around me when I'm less human-looking. Oh, is that right? Fuck. Right. You seem almost, dare I say, excited. You're a strange one, aren't you? But I guess that's why we like you so much. You really want me to transform in it and do what? Because I'm not... Look, this is the first time you're going to deal with me like this, and I... We're not going to... I'm not going to do anything with you. You won't do. Cuddle. Of all the things. That you could possibly want to do with a wolf, you just want to cuddle. What? You think 'cause my hair's soft that... Oh, is that it? You want to use me as a pillow? I don't think that'll fit on the couch. What, are you going to pile up blankets and cushions on the floor? You really seem eager about this. Oh, don't fucking... Don't make those eyes at me. What? You'd consider this some sort of treat? Or like, what? Reward? I mean, not that you don't deserve one, I just mean like, what? Why would seeing me like that be a thing that you'd consider? I don't know. Good. Well, sure, me and Rose have, but... we've also been together a long time. I mean, this could be a fucking disaster. anything that you don't want potentially getting a bit wrecked, you might want to move out of the way. Or maybe let me transform outside and then I'd come back in. Could I fit back through your door? Ah. Well, I forget also you're not as sort of in the middle of nowhere as Amber's place is, so I guess transforming inside it is. Lest we alert everyone to the fact there's a werewolf in here. I'm not saying that you'd be ashamed, I just mean, some people can be. I don't want to make your life any difficult or anything, and I make people freak out a bit. So I will sort of have to, take these off. Well, I mean, anything I want to keep will get destroyed if I leave it on. So, I don't know if you want to watch me transform. But I think maybe it's best if you turn around and then turn back. Trust me, love, even if you like what I look like as a wolf, the halfway between, it's not a pretty sight. And as much as you sort of get used to it over time, it's... getting used to what the transformation does and it happening. Having full control of yourself when you've been a wolf for as long as I have is a lot different than... It doesn't mean it hurts any less, and I'd rather you not see. You turn around then. This is fucking weird. Alright. Get those off. Never thought I'd feel nervous about doing this, but I mean, you haven't even seen a picture of what I look like this, so. And just so you know, it's not like a wolf, like, I'm not going to be on all fours and shit. Well, I get, I mean, knowing what a werewolf looks like and being this close to one's a bit, I didn't know how much you knew. Though I suppose, yeah, given the wannabe little monster explorer, I should have guessed that you have done more research than the average person. Don't freak out. You promise you won't scream. Alright. That's what I keep telling myself. Deep breath, show. Thank you. You can. You can turn around. Yeah, I can talk. Been a wolf for many decades, love. I figured out how to talk. It's not as easy with teeth so big, but so. Me. It's hard to be. Talk normal with as many words. Especially the longer that I'm like this. Say something. Touch. You can touch. You. Not ticklish, just cheeky thing. Scratching behind my ears without any warning. I have to give a man some warning. You're not scared. Good. Good. I might have been more scared than I let on. What now? You want me to get comfy? All right. Like this. Might have smelt you. It's instinctual. I if that made you uncomfy. Are you falling asleep on No, it. You really feel that safe. Do find myself feeling But if you wake up and there's a naked man next to you instead of a wolf, you brought this upon yourself. Strange little human. But I suppose you are a strange little human. Can't exactly kiss you like this, but. Hmm.